Joining me this morning, I have two roller derby queens representing the Sitka Sound Slayers. I have Erin Fulton and Marjorie Hennessy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And maybe better yet, you should tell us your roller derby names.
Well, my derby name is Sin and Tonic. My number is 33 and a third.
And I'm Crash Menagerie, number 1944.
And why is it so important to have a cool derby name?
Well, if you get your street cred, if you have a pretty badass name, it's kind of cool. And it's the sort of thing where you can, it's your alter ego. If you can be some, like, work behind a desk during the day, quiet, shy, but once you have your derby name, you get your skates on, you can just be that whole other person and just go a little crazy.
And Crash, you have a background in derby land.
Yes, I just moved here a few weeks ago, maybe 6 or 7 weeks now, from Indianapolis. So I was skating for about a year with the Circle City Derby girls down there.
And did you come to Sitka and say, there is a hole in our social calendar here?
Actually, right before I moved here, a friend in Indianapolis who had come from Sitka told me that they were starting a team here in Sitka. And I was actually really excited because the one thing I was going to miss from Indianapolis was being able to roller skate and play derby. So the first week I was here, I was introduced to a couple of the girls who started the team, and they had a boot camp. So I think 2 days off the ferry, I was skating with all these girls. So it was pretty great.
So the origins. So there was a little fundraiser, or actually there were some meetings to talk about space, who would be interested. Maybe you can give us a little background.
Yeah, like with basically any derby team that starts up anywhere, it's from the ground up. And yeah, same thing that happened here. There was about four women in town who thought it would be really pretty cool if Sitka had a derby team. There's a bunch of derby teams that are being started up throughout Southeast. Petersburg, Wrangell, Juneau, Ketchikan, all of them have new derby teams. So they wanted Sitka to join the ranks. Yeah, they just got together and tried to work out space. We got renting practice time in the Hames Center after hours. And we had a lot of interest then, and right now we have about 30 paying members who skate with us every week, and we're always looking for more.
And how many folks per team?
Well, during a bout, you can dress 14 girls on the bench and 5 play at any given time. So you want to have a rotation of jammers, which is the girls who score the points. They have a star on their helmet. So you usually have your bench will be about 3 to 4 solid jammers, and then the other 10 or so will play as blockers.
And with our team, like I said, we have like 30 skating people. There's not going to be just one team in Sitka. Mm-hmm. We're going to be breaking up to multiple teams so we can play against each other. And just to make it more interesting, because it's hard to get to places within Southeast to have a bout, that if we have another team come in for the weekend, they're likely to have probably 2 playing teams within their league, so we can have multiple scrimmages against each other.
Fantastic. And with any sport, it takes accoutrement. It takes accessories. What does it take to gear up to be a roller derby queen?
It's actually a pretty hefty investment up front. We skate on quad skates, or some people call them old-fashioned skates with the 4 wheels in a rectangle or square pattern. No roller blades are allowed in derby, except for refs, but most refs opt for the quads as well. And that's the most expensive thing. And then you need all of the safety equipment, which is knee pads, elbow pads, wrist guards, mouth guard, and helmet. But there's a saying in derby that once you start, derby eats your wallet, because then you decide you want better wheels or new this. And then in addition to the required equipment, there's all the fun stuff like the cute shorts and the fun tights and, you know, all the little kind of doodads and whistles to personalize your derby look.
And has everyone been successful obtaining these things? Because I'm not sure Sitka is outfitted.
Yeah, we're lucky enough that we do have a skate shop in Alaska. It's based in Anchorage, 2-in-1 skate shop. And the woman who runs the shop is great that she doesn't charge shipping for anyone buying from her shop within the state of Alaska. The nearest other shop is based in Seattle, and a lot of times just with the nature of shipping costs, you could be paying as much or more in shipping as what you actually paid for your items. So,
yeah, skates are heavy to ship.
And it sounds like you have a good base group of folks who are skating. Are you still recruiting for refs or for players?
We are. We would ideally like to grow the league a little bit, like Sin was saying, because we would like to develop this kind of home team model where we can have two and potentially three teams that are battling it out for a season here in Sitka, and then from everybody in the league create the top kind of travel team that would maybe go and play other teams. That's what a lot of that's the model a lot of teams use. And as far as refs go, we currently have one on skates and one who has come to check things out but hasn't got their skates yet. But ideally, we would need a ref crew of six or seven. And refs can be male or female. So for ladies out there who are interested in skating for fun and fitness but not looking to get knocked around too much, they should consider being a referee.
And then how do they contact you if they're interested in doing that?
They can email us at sickarollerderby@gmail.com. And we have a Facebook page.
Yes. Facebook page is, and it probably show photos of practices, upcoming events.
Yes.
And you've had a few events already. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we had our first big fundraiser, our debut in Sitka. It was, I believe, two Thursdays ago. We had it at the Bayview Pub. They were awesome to let us reserve a space to have our private party. And the whole purpose of the event is, for one thing, just to introduce Derby to Sitka and all the Derby girls. We had a fundraiser to pick our logo, our official sign for the Sitka Sound Slayers. So we had four options. The community picked one, and we are also able to raise a good amount of money that will help us in reserving more practice space and just logistics and trying to get merchandise and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, that logo is actually currently being polished by a professional graphic designer, and we're hoping to unveil that later in the spring and have T-shirts and merch to sell to Sitkins who want to support roller derby.
Yeah, and if for anyone who like missed that fundraiser over at the pub, not next week, but the week after on April 24th, we are lucky enough to have Phil the Bistro at Ludwig's. So that'll be another event where any and everyone who can get in and have dinner or just drinks at Ludwig's will get some of the proceeds to help out the team.
Fantastic. And you were talking about practice space is expensive. Where are you guys skating right now?
Right now we are skating at the Hames Center, and we practice two times a week. And it's a great facility. They've been very gracious to host us. Sometimes people are a little intrepidatious to allow roller derby girls to take over their space. But we are looking for other options. It would be great to have our own space if we could, or something a little bit larger, because it's perfect for practice, but it's not necessarily big enough to host a bout, because you need a lot of extra space. In addition to your track, you have to have a ref lane and then a safety zone and then an area for benches and the penalty box, and then, you know, plenty of space for all of the fans who are going to line up to see our bouts.
And what is your guesstimate of maybe your first public bout?
I think we are hoping that maybe the end of the summer, beginning of fall, we would do an interleague scrimmage. Some of the girls have literally just started skating in the last week or two, and so we want to get everybody up to speed for safety, and the rules are quite cumbersome to learn, quite frankly.
Takes a lot of practice.
And a 50-page rule book. Yeah. So,
and with the summer, with fishing season, it'll just probably be better once everyone gets back in town, everyone's comfortable on their skates. So hopefully this fall we'll have some action in Sitka. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you are you're doing everything right. You're taking your time. Everyone's practicing. Everyone's being safe.
We're having a whole lot of fun, too.
Yeah. Come out and knock girls around on skates. It's the best time you'll ever have.
And the only way that men can be involved is becoming a fan or becoming a referee.
Yes, unless we decide to create a co-ed team. There are co-ed teams down south, and that's probably not outside the realm of possibility. There are men's leagues now, too. So
Yeah, if anyone who's interested is more than welcome to throw on a pair of skates and join us.
Okay, and once again, is there an age requirement to be on the league?
Yes, over 21.
Okay, that's good to know. And one more, how can people contact you again to join?
SitkaRollerDerby@gmail.com.
Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Sin and Tonic and Crash Menagerie, telling us about the Sitka Sound Slayers. Look forward to hearing more about roller derby.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.